and mail them back. I know.
Dominique.
What's going on, Tom, Sam, and Jay? Let me see.
What's up, Dominique?
How you doing this morning?
We're doing good. We're having a good time this morning.
Yes, we are.
I know it.
You heard what happened to Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Garnett. Were you watching that game?
I was watching the game.
Okay. What did Kevin Garnett say to Melo to get him all off his game and mess him up? He said, your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Lala was courtside. And Lala hadn't been courtside of the game all year. Because it's rumored that they're breaking up. And she's done a Honey Nut Cheerios commercial.
Hence the...
And Lala hadn't mentioned Melo on her tweets or anything. And here you are. Here you are. You trying to play some basketball. And the man says to you, you know your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Mm. And you shooting 6 for 26 already. You already, Tom, you already in the dumps. You can't throw the ball in a barn if somebody told you to. You already out there stinking it up. The Celtics didn't have Rajon Rondo, so that was a perfect opportunity. And here come the big ticket telling you what your wife tastes like. Hey, that's an explosion right there. What you gonna do, Ty? I mean, he shook. He had Carmelo slip showing out there. I couldn't understand him. I said, this boy acting like he can't get right. Just all out there. Then Lala sitting there, courtside, eating something she was eating. So I know when Carmelo looked back, he said she do look like Cheerios. But you ain't have to say it. You don't tell me that in the middle of a game. KG a professional. He know how to take you out the game. You got to give it up for KG. I don't know what he told him. And look at your son. He kind of favored me. He went at it, Tom. Tom, he brought him to his knees. And I couldn't figure out at the end of the game, why in the hell is Carmelo walking behind Boston? He didn't follow the man to his locker room. I said, KG can't even take a shower. I said, he better be glad Rajon Rondo was suspended, because Rajon would have smacked the shiggity out of that boy. Yeah, see, if you know Rajon gets suspended every couple of weeks, yeah, he ready to fight.
Yeah.
Then he wouldn't have had to worry, because Rajon protects KG. He would say, who said it? She do taste like Cheerios, because I tasted it too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he would have put it down on, come on, Melo, you better than that. You from the Q's. How you gonna let somebody do you like that? Gotta get some information on KG. And then the thing that gets you about KG is he talk trash to you. But after he say what he gotta say to you, he don't never look at you again. Tom, he look through you and he look past you like he ain't said nothing to demoralize your ass out there.
He's so wrong.
He's so wrong. Carmelo kept looking at him, Tom, and he just kept looking past him like, referee, would you get this maniac? He's a maniac on the floor. Mm-hmm. Even Paul Pierce went over to Spike Lee and said, what's wrong with your boy, man? Mm-hmm. He keep trying to start fighting. Ain't nobody tell. We just playing basketball. He just a little bit said a little bit about La La, but ain't nobody mean nothing about it. He just playing with it. I said, Carmelo got so mad. I thought he had one of them LeBron and Delonte West situations. I said, what is going on out here?
Remember that?
I said, what's going on at Madison Square? Come on, Melo. It's just a guy. He knows you. He just wanted to get under you. And it worked.
Yeah.
6 for 26 yeah. And an L.
Yeah, sure did. Kevin Garnett.
Showing him up.
And he's known for doing this.
Mm-hmm. He has history.
He has
all
history.
All the time, he has a history of doing it. Then he'll go through the free throw line, cuss you out at the free throw line, but he's not looking at you, Tom. So the ref can't even call the tech because he's looking straight ahead, cussing you out, calling you everything but the child of God.
All right, Dominique.
Okay, talk to you Friday.
All right, man.